Oh, the can I borrow money question. I'm sure you'll all agree that it's not easy for either party, the person asking the question and the person receiving it. Today, we're going to focus on the factors that you should take some time to consider when this type of question comes your way. Hey there, I am Shauna Lay. This is the Budgeting Brilliance Podcast. It's a podcast for busy working moms who are wondering why it just doesn't feel like you have money, even though you and your husband make a decent income. Here, we're going to focus on calendar budgeting and trying to dump debt to eliminate that overwhelm. Because budgeting, it isn't about strapping down your finances. It's actually a money management tool to get your life in order so you can start to feel free to live it. And today I'm helping you navigate the can I borrow money question. But before we dive into this topic, I want to pause and say that if you have debt, then you aren't in a position to be lending anyone money. Because if you had money to lend and you had debt, well, of course, that should have gone toward debt reduction, or it needed to be part of your emergency fund. Because you don't want to put your family further in harm's way by taking away your potential life jacket and handing it to someone else to give them help. It's just not wise to do that. And if you don't have a money plan, or aka budget, you will want to take a look at your monthly expenses and subtract it from your income to see where you stand. Are you in the red, meaning you don't have any money left over at the end of the month? You're spending more than you make? If this is the case, you definitely aren't in any position to be lending your money to other people, and you just need to let them know. Embarrassingly as that may be for you, that is what you need to do. It's only right, because you need to get your life and your budget in order before you can even think about trying to help others. It's just not possible. So, all of that aside, today, if you are in a better position to feel this type of question, let's explore some of the things that you should consider if you were to receive this question from friends or a loved one. Well, first, you really need to know exactly how much money we're talking about, because $500 of assistance is a much different conversation than someone asking you for $5,000. And you really need to take some time and ask some additional questions. Depending on the situation, make sure that they are asking the right questions of whomever it is they need the money for, like a medical facility, for example. Is the money that they're asking you the least amount of money that this facility will accept? You may find that if they continue to ask questions that they need to be asking, that the number may be lower than they really needed, and therefore the amount of money that they were asking you would be less as well. So if we can get beyond that question, next, you want to take time to pause and go off and have a discussion with your spouse. Both of you need to be on the same page as to whether or not it makes sense to offer someone else financial assistance. Plus, having the two of you be able to brainstorm what this looks like, what the repayment plan could be, it's vitally important, because two heads are really better than one right now. And during that discussion, talk about where this money is expected to come from. Were you planning on using this money somewhere else this year that you're not going to be able to do? Was it part of a sinking fund? Is it part of your emergency fund, or just extra cash that you have in savings? And then the real question is, can you really part with this money? How will letting this amount of money affect your future goals? Will you have to delay a goal for 3 months or 3 years? Really think about how this impacts you. Number three is about the repayment plan. Now, note there's a very, very important consideration that I probably should have stated earlier, is that you should never, never lend money to someone that you can't part with. Here's what I want you to think. If the money was gone and it was not repaid, right? Worst case scenario, are you okay with that? Would it impact you significantly? If the answer is yes, that it would hurt you financially, then do not consider lending that money out. Don't consider putting yourself and your family in potential harm's way. If worse comes to worse and you don't get that money back, and if that money was, I don't know, going to pay some household bill in the future, for instance, that wouldn't be good for you. So just don't consider doing that. Take a moment, be intentional, look at your finances, make sound decisions. If you do consider parting ways with the money, what does it look like? How much will this person repay? How long would it take? Is it going to be a 1 month repayment? 6 months? 1 year? 3 years? You just need to be very clear on what the terms are. You will pay X amount of money on X day every month. If you have extra funds, you will agree to pay the extra money. You know, whatever that plan is for you, whatever you are comfortable with stating, just be sure that you have thought it through. Never hastily just give a decision without taking the time to really understand what the impact looks like. And then once you have that plan in place and it's being repaid, don't feel bad for checking in, because you are really just protecting your stake in this agreement by making sure they're doing well, they're going to work, they're making their payments. At the end of the day, you just want to make sure that you made a sound decision. But I will say that one of the most important things is that when someone comes to you looking for money, it's probably because they don't have a budget in place. And if they aren't budgeting properly and managing their money, can you really rest assured that they are going to be able to do that for themselves in the future now that they have an additional amount of money, AKA the money that they're having to pay you as part of their now budget? So you may want to consider sending them the link to my calendar budgeting starter kit. Check the show notes for the link, because this could be a blessing to your friend or family member. They're probably laying awake at night, dreading the next day, dreading the fact that they're having to pay people money, dreading the fact that they are uncertain about their finances and they really don't have a plan. And this could be a way to help. And this is going to go without saying that if you aren't calendar budgeting either, please check the show notes for the link for my calendar budgeting starter kit. Now, I'm sure there are probably many more considerations that you should be making depending on the situation when someone comes to ask you for money. And if you have some additional questions, feel free to drop me an email. I'll do my best to steer you in the right direction. Now, everyone, please keep making positive steps to move you forward. Get the Calendar Budgeting Starter Kit, and until next time, always continue to budget brilliantly.